Okay, Jeffrey, you were telling us about the NDEs, near-death experiences, and people seeing other planets.
Absolutely. And George, furthermore, you expressed some interest in hearing a little bit more about the example I brought up. I have my computer in front of me, and I actually pulled up an experience that has exactly that type of thing that happened during the near-death experience. Mm-hmm. It's on my website. It's labeled Roger C's Near-Death Experience. Want to hear a little more?
Please.
Okay. Roger C., and this is from many, many years ago, so I've pulled it up, and I'm actually going to read it. He was involved in a head-on car collision and immediately had severe head trauma, and he immediately had an out-of-body experience where he could see himself and actually had a lady with him as well, and both of them were unconscious laying in the car. For his experience, he didn't have a tunnel, but remember, actually over 50% don't. But very quickly, he found himself in a different realm where he had a very detailed life review, and we've talked about that. But this is what makes this experience astounding. And we actually asked him what happened next. And again, this is coming straight from Roger C's NDE posted on the website. And I quote, "In an instant, I was there on another planet. I was able to see my body there." And he says, "I can't see my body in the light," from the prior part of the experience being in the light. Roger C goes on to say, "I'm in the presence of people and I'm able to talk to them. How great," I thought. They were amazed to see me in front of them. I was in some sort of city with flat ground. There were buildings with no windows nor doors, just like big boxes. They had a special way to enter them, but it wasn't very important for me to know it. We were communicating with voice, but through the minds, telepathic. And I was able to understand each word in French, and Roger C. is French, so it was in French to him. And while I was talking, again, with these advanced beings, I know that they were using another language with them, and this was all done automatically. These advanced beings on the other planet were asking Roger C. where I came from. They wanted to see in my mind the stars I could see from my planet. The result was good. They were also asking me where on Earth I was born, what was the area I liked to see, and what I liked to do on Earth. And he told them, it goes on in the account to tell them how he was born in a town of Canada. These advanced beings wanted to see in his mind what it looks like and a map of these areas. And they asked him to show him if he wanted to. I mean, they gave him a choice to show or not show, of course. The result, again, was good, as Roger C. was mentally able to show them a map. And then, interestingly, the advanced beings asked him where I was taking the energy to survive. And he knew right away they were talking about food in a strange way. So I told them about the plants we eat on Earth. And then they also said, "Are you eating what used to be alive?" And Roger C. said, "Yes." And the advanced beings told him, "We knew there were primitive civilizations, but not as bad as that." They were
even a dead plant, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they were shocked that they were eating previously living things. And they were surprised that someone coming from such a primitive world could meet them on their own planet. So absolutely astounding. And then he goes on and went to another planet. Well, backing up a little bit, he talks about their physical appearance. They're shorter, they walked slower, they didn't have any hair. He talks about a strange uniform they had that molded around their skin as if they were part of it. They couldn't really tell easily where their uniform began or ended. So, again, you know, this goes quite a bit of detail, and I don't know how much you or your listeners would be interested.
Well, no, keep going.
Okay, I will. George, I'll be frank. I started reading this during the break, and I got chills. This is just incredible.
And you're sure it's a near-death experience, not an out-of-body experience or a remote view?
Right. I checked that. Again, to reiterate, this guy was involved in a severe head-on collision. He lost control of his car, immediately had severe head trauma, immediately had an out-of-body experience, physically unconscious, both him and the lady that was with him in the car. And he was able to observe that with the initial part of the experience being an out-of-body experience. I mean, they were unconscious. And that is, you know, clearly an imminent life-threatening event to have a wreck with that bed. So this is part of what happened. So while he's physically unconscious, George, this is what's going on, which is incredible. I mean, I hadn't reviewed this for years, so this is a real adventure to me, too. I'm delighted to continue to share from this absolutely remarkable account. The advanced beings go on to tell him, "This is interesting. We might go to see your planet sometime in a near future, but it is very far from here." Roger C. says, "No problems, but be careful." He then said goodbye and thanked them for the information. And he went from them at night and took some time to look at the stars. It was nothing like on Earth. And there wasn't any moon, but the sky was beautiful with a lot of stars. So that's just incredible.
That is a strange story.
I mean, it's just incredible. We mentioned earlier that there was this individual visited a primitive planet as well. As part of his experience, he did another visit to a less primitive environment. And here's what he said when asked directly, and I quote again from Roger C. from a posted experience, "There were some primitive cavemen full of hair chasing strange animals, big ones. I tried to communicate with them, but with no results, interestingly. They can't see me nor hear me." It wasn't too interesting there, so he then made a decision to return to the light, which he'd been at previously as part of his experience, as part of his life review. So again, George, absolutely incredible where there seems to be some direct knowledge, direct observation of an advanced civilization.